one of the basics is communication in any relationship. And if you're having problems with someone who doesn't express how they feel, they have a really difficult time talking about problems, they don't want to deal with conflict, they're not sure what they think or feel, and they're not able to express that, that's kind of a basic red flag where either that person needs a little bit more help in their communication skills, they need to work on their expression, they need to not be afraid to say what they think, take a position in the relationship. Because if you have people who don't do that, we all get very frustrated and we say, I just want to know what that person is thinking, or I just want to know what that person wants, or please tell me what it is that you need. So looking at the communication skills, it's not a relationship, you know, deal breaker for people, but it certainly is an area of frustration that can build over time. And here's the issue, Bill, as we're talking about these, if they build over time, they begin to build up a resentment sometimes in people's relationships. And then we have an escalation in this sort of negativity that happens in relationships. And then that eventually leads to problems. So we want to identify these flags, know that they're something we can either work on or say, hey, maybe not the relationship for me. So we avoid these problems later. Basically, you want to look at the person and say, can they actually manage life? I mean, do they have some basic skills of holding down a job, of getting to work on time, of dealing with their checkbook? And again, these are not things that we're typically thinking about when we're attracted to somebody. But in the long haul, having some basic life skills really makes a difference in that relationship, because then you're not always taking care of that person and having to fix all these things. They're partnering with you, which is what you want. We just have this bias to want to believe the best in people. And so if somebody is, you know, somewhat contrite about maybe cheating or a betrayal or keeping a secret or doing something deceptive, you know, our tendency is to go, okay, but what I'm saying here is pay attention to that process in the relationship, because if you find that there is distrust beginning to breed, or over and over again, the person is sort of apologizing, but they're not making a turn in that relationship, and they continue to do things that create distrust, this trust is just the foundation of every relationship. And when you don't have faith that somebody is going to be true or be true to their word or do the right thing on a regular basis, it quickly erodes relationships. So pay attention along the way and see if that person is trustworthy with a number of areas in their life.